Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Melvin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, David Sehgi. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jeff McKnight. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Mesa. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting 8th. The DH, Pete Incaviglia. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Cerutti. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cerutti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken bunts for a single. Hewlett moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Kiler chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Trammell. Trammell fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Trammell. Kiler throws the ball into Trammell, who tags Milligan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hewlett scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. Milligan moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Melvin hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sehgi hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Whitaker moves to third. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Tettleton moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. McKnight settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kiler for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Orioles. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Seghi. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a pop-up. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Incaviglia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Incaviglia is 0-1 in the game. Incaviglia takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kiler is 0-1 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoyles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Seghe is 0-1 in the game. Seghe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff McKnight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McKnight is 0-1 in the game. McKnight takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McKnight moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. McKnight moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hewlett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whitaker is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Trammell is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Melvin is 0-2 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fielder is 0-2 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tettleton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a line drive towards first. Milligan catches it and steps on first to double up fielder. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghe hits a pop-up into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McKnight is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Incaviglia hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kyler trying to get to home. McKnight throws the ball into Hoyles who tags Kyler, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Gibson now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Williamson now pitching. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Melvin hits a pop-up into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Jeff McKnight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McKnight is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKnight hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Incaviglia strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Bell pinch runs for Billy Ripken. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mosby. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Mike Henman now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Horn pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Horn is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Bell now playing second base. Joe Orsolac now playing right field. David Segui now playing first base. Greg Olson now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fielder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fielder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.